SEC Media Days ballot.
What could go wrong? 34 SEC championships, United States, Belgium, zero.
You recording?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, buddy. Hey, it's been too long. When's the last time I seen you?
About 4 beers ago, Mike.
All right, back for another annual tradition. Mm-hmm. By the time people have seen this, we're probably already on our ways.
Yep.
The SEC Media Days down in Tampa. Mm-hmm. And I like to reveal my media ballot before we get down there. So that's what this show is. How I'm going to vote officially at SEC Media Days down in Tampa.
Yeah.
Looking forward to, have you ever been down to Tampa?
I think so. Yes. Yes, I have. There's a like Indian rock place. There's a few down there, but, and I'd like to apologize for ever had to sit beside me in the plane. That's on me. That's not your fault. It was mine. But, no, Tampa's a wild little area. You know, I wouldn't want to live there, but
yeah,
I definitely, it's kind of funny that we're even going there because SEC football. When I hear Tampa, I do not think of SEC football, you know, but we're going to make it for 4 days. So I'm looking forward to your list, Mike's list. Just a reminder, I'll be doing mine on the final day of the time we're down there. So hopefully you won't recognize me all the way to Lush by then.
Maybe cool if John Gruden was down there.
What if they said, like, you definitely pre-recorded. Shane was a lot fatter when he did that one.
Dave, you're going to lose a lot of weight the next week. All right, number 16.
Yeah.
In the SEC official media ballot here. Mm-hmm. Shout out. Ooh, go big whooping Ryan Silver Fox debut season.
Yeah,
I feel bad even putting them this low, Shane. I really do, but yeah. I just and their fans are kind of circling the wagon right now. They're acting like they love the hire. They're acting like they loved all the offseason moves, which I hope they're right, Shane. Arkansas is one of my favorite fan bases. We got so many Arkansas fans that listen to the show, and they're there through thick and thin. They deserve a winner. I just don't think they're going to get it this year.
Mike, I think about all the coach hires that my team has had, and I've been there. You know, the first was the first step of denial or something. You know, it's like we do this where we're like, you know what? We convince ourselves this is a good hire. And Mike, it could be, right? They didn't ask me. They didn't ask you. They didn't copy us on any emails. They made this decision, and maybe Hunter nailed this one out of the park. But, you know, there was a time I was like, you know what? This Derek Dooley, I mean, if he's anything like his daddy. Whoa, well, that was a mistake and set us back a little bit. So I'm right here with you. I'm not going to argue with anything that you put out today because, again, you'll hear my list later. But 16 Arkansas seems a little low, don't it?
And this is, again, another one of these teams where, like, 9-game SEC.
Oh, yeah.
This was not the year for Arkansas to start the 9-game SEC.
No, and then complaining about the scheduling already. This is things losers do, right? And I'm not saying Arkansas is a bunch of losers because they're not. Actually, they're some of my favorite cousins. They're diehard fans of their program, and I want them to succeed because I always think of Arkansas back when they were in the West days as Tennessee. Like when we were in our lows, Arkansas was there, and I felt like, hey, we got something in common, you know. But it's just like they've not been able to get out of that funk, and they get close and then they set back. So maybe they get closer this year, Mike.
And that that's part of it. This is a schedule for me.
Yeah,
week 2 at Utah. Again, they're already convinced that they're going to beat them, which I hope to hell they do. I don't give a shit about Utah. I want Utah to lose every damn game.
Yeah,
you know. But again, that's tough going on the road. They're perennially like a top 25 team here lately. And then they turn right around, first SEC games, a home game at least, but it's against Georgia, which, you know, we'll be talking about them here in a bit. But it's just like a nightmare scenario.
Yeah.
You'd want that Georgia game late in the year when you got your pieces come together. You don't want your first big game to be on the road at Utah. It's just,
yeah,
you get in that hole early, it's going to be hard to crawl out of it, I really do think.
And that's one thing. Arkansas, they have not been gifted with a good schedule since before COVID, you know. So, it's been a while.
Well, speaking of a difficult schedule, and that's part of what we're doing here. Yeah. Again, this is not like – this is not my favorite teams. This is not
it's
even –
power rankings.
Yeah. This is who's going to – how are you going to finish the year?
Yeah.
That's what the media ballot is. So, schedule is a part of all these. Number 15 – I think this might be the toughest schedule in the conference chain. Kentucky. Not buying into the hype. Big blue hype over here. I think Will Steiner recliner, I think he could be great. I don't think we're going to see it this year. You know what I mean? He's recruiting his ass off. We've already shared the quarterback rankings last week. I put Kenny Minchie higher than probably people anticipate. So I think they're going to have a good quarterback. I think they're going to be fun. I think they're going to be exciting. I think they're going to lose damn near every conference game, though. You know, there is no Arkansas on the schedule. You know, this you're getting the best teams. I mean, they're hyping up the Alabama game early in the season. Like, we can beat Bama. Playoff, you beat a playoff team from last year. I think they're setting their sights too high. And again, I like the optimism.
Yeah.
But what you're really doing, in my opinion, Shane, if you're getting this fired up for these early season games against teams that are winning programs, what happens when you lose those? Then you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Same old, you know what I mean? So I hope it's not that way for Kentucky, but I think it is going to be.
I think they got the guy. They got their guy. And I wasn't big on Stein at first, and that's just because I didn't know him. It was just a knee-jerk reaction, like, what? I mean, out of all the available coaches, this is who we get? But then when I get to look at them, I'm like, you know what? This is exactly what Kentucky needs, a fresh start, young look at it. He killed it in the portal. I thought that was the biggest surprise was, I mean, obviously it's not LSU-style kill in the portal, but here's a team that hasn't been notorious for hitting the portal and getting some guys that were also looking at – I mean, you're stealing from – playoff teams, you know what I'm saying? And Kentucky, maybe occasionally they walk away with a good quarterback or somebody good on defense, but I think year one with what he was able to do, now what he's seeing, what I'm seeing on the recruiting trail, you've got the guy. It's just we may have to be a little bit more patient with this football team, but I don't know. We'll get to mine here in a little bit. Kentucky, I'm starting to believe maybe I'm just too close to Nick Roush or something, and I feel like you may be a little low on these guys.
I think you might say that going into media days.
Yeah.
You start talking to Roush, you might drop him back down.
Him, and then it's like we got to split him and Adam. You know, we can't have them back to back. That does not work.
All right, number 14 on my SEC media days ballot, Shane. I think this team is the one that's going to take the biggest step backwards. Vanderbilt.
Damn.
Not buying into the Commodores this year, Shane. I don't know. I just don't think you can replace a Diego Pavia and Eli Stowers.
Yeah.
One of their best receivers transferred out. They've been really bad on defense, basically the entire Clark Lee era. Unless that defense makes a complete turnaround, which they could.
Yeah.
They got some talent there. They're not talentless, but they needed hero ball at times last year. Diego Pavia was so good. I know people, for whatever reason, don't like him, but he was amazing at times. Think about that LSU game. Remember when he was like, they had him dead to rights.
Yeah.
He just did like a 360 spin. It's like, how in the hell? That was fourth down. You know what I mean? And he's completing passes. I just think Vanderbilt is destined. Maybe not this big of a step back, but they're destined to take a step back.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a drastic step back.
Yeah, a lot of factors there, right? We did your quarterback rankings, and I'm just kind of in the same boat. It was Curtis. We don't know. And that could be it could be as simple as an X factor with him. I mean, you mentioned Diego Pavia. It's amazing how a good quarterback can definitely change the way things end, you know. But, I mean, I'm kind of right there with you. I feel like Vanderbilt
– the rapture. The ghost of Diego.
I knew they were coming. Is that his mom? Is she over there? Get off there.
All right, number 13. Now this is when it gets tough for me, Shane.
Oh, so that was a tier.
Yeah, I mean, I remember our hot take show. I said these teams aren't going to win six games.
Yeah.
in the league. I believe it. Now, I think this is a step up, but still, it's getting tough. It's getting tough. These fans are going to hate it. They're going to think I hate their guts, Shane. I've been hyping them up. I think I'm kind of overhyping them.
Yeah.
13, Auburn.
Mm.
Because I think it's very easy to sit here and say, okay, Golish, Byron Brown, all these South Florida guys, we fixed the offense. I think they have. I think they have, Shane. But that's only half the equation. And I think what Auburn fans are doing, and hell, I'd be doing it too if I was in their shoes, is we combine this offense with last year's defense, DJ Durkin.
Yeah.
We're going to be money. The problem is they lost a ton off the defense. Yeah. A lot of it transferred out too. Now, they still got some guys. They got – I'm not saying they're – again, this is not talentless or anything like that, but I don't think they're going to be one of the better defenses again like they were last year. I think it's going to be a little bit more balanced. So I think they're going to be far more competitive, but I don't know that it reflects massively in the win-loss column, if that makes sense. So give me Auburn 13, but I do think they're a lot better than Vanderbilt 14.
Yeah. I feel like you say some good points. It's September for me, man. There's a few ball clubs, especially with new coaches, that the pressure is really stacked high because there are a couple toss-up games in that four-game start. And I'm just thinking to myself, if you stumble out of the gate, then there's no way you're going to finish top half of this league, which, you know, Auburn fans are expecting.
Right.
They're expecting, hey, you're bringing half of South Florida with you. We need to hit this thing running, you know, because this is a team that beat Florida. This is, you know, that South Florida is the one that gave Nick Saban. They pretty much fired Nick Saban after this game. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
But no, I'm right there with you.
And tough, you talk about schedule. That early. It's Baylor and yeah. Atlanta. Southern Miss should be easy, but then Florida.
Uh-huh.
That's a huge game. Vanderbilt, you get it at home, you should win, but they've had your number.
Yeah.
And then it's at Tennessee. And honestly, Shane, that's the easy part of the schedule.
Yeah, that's – I'm telling you, what's after Tennessee?
Then you get your bye, then you're at Georgia.
Yeah.
LSU, at Ole Miss, and then Arkansas. So then it starts to creen off, but can you survive Georgia, LSU, Ole Miss, two of those three on the road?
Right. That little – tough little gauntlet right there in the middle could absolutely chew you up in this league. And that's why Florida, Vanderbilt, because this is kind of where we're comparing. This is when you're in your tiers, you're trying to say, well, is Florida going to be better than Auburn? Well, it's basically what you're saying is, can Florida beat Auburn? And can Auburn beat Florida? So I can't argue with you here.
Yeah. Wasn't trying to tip my Gators.
Paper, I tried to pull you down. You know, I'm glad I brought Auburn back down for you.
Oh, you're gonna hate this one, buddy.
Oh no,
this is gonna be the one you hate the most, perhaps. Number 12 in the SEC. This is so hard because it used to be a little bit easier at East West, but then we're getting in here. I mean, we are possibly saying 8-4, 7-5. You could be all the way 12th in the SEC. Mizzou, number 12 in the SEC. I'm not a big believer.
Yeah.
Again, defense replacing all the starters. I already revealed I'm down on Austin Simmons.
Yeah.
Which I could be dead wrong about. You know, if he's a top five quarterback, this is completely wrong.
Yeah.
But I got him as 15th. You know, we got Ahmad Hardy. We don't even know if he's going to play. I hope he is. You know, the fans think he is. I hope they're right, but I don't know it. So I think this could be another year where Missouri starts really strong. You got peanut butter, Little K, Kansas, Troy, at Mississippi State. You should beat all those teams.
Yeah.
You should beat them all easily, and they probably will. But then Florida, A&M, at Ole Miss, and then you do get Arkansas, but then Texas, at Georgia, Kentucky, Oklahoma. How many of these games you winning?
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of them.
The schedule – gods had blessed Mizzou the last couple of seasons. And they get hit, but so does everybody. You know, I mean,
shit. The gods are coming after us.
Yeah, I tell you what, we better wrap this thing up pretty quick. Nine-game SEC schedule is going to hurt a lot of feelings along the way. And yep. You got to remember, the, you know, 8-4s are like the old 9-3s. That's just something you're going to have to wrap your head around. And so, naturally, there's going to be some losses on your schedule. And do I think Mizzou wins 12 games? Hell no, Mike, I don't. But the thing about Mizzou is there are a few things that I'm kind of looking at. One, what did they usually do? Say what you want. Drink's been pretty consistent with keeping this team at the top of this list. Mm-hmm. Number two, what does Austin Simmons actually look like? I feel like that's a big question mark. If he does take that step, then, brother, there's two or three toss-up games now become wins.
Yep.
And then the third one is the defense. And that's the biggest one for me as well. Just all that turnover on that side of the football. But I'd be lying if I didn't say we've had that conversation about Mizzou before, and it turned out, you know what, they had some pretty good backups as well. So I'm just curious. A lot of things can go wrong. I still think you're a little low on Mizzou here, though. Your list, not mine.
Okay, I think that's fair. I'm trying not to just go off of last year or anything too, you know?
It's hard, right? I mean, I feel like we all do that.
Yeah.
We base it. In fact, that's what we do mainly with strength of schedule. We're like, playoff team. And then you're like, oh, wait, they lost 40 players, you know? So maybe it is a little different.
Yep. All right, so that, in case of point, I say that because this team has been completely off the radar, and they've been a laughingstock for 2 years. And I've been down on them for basically 6 months, and then the last 2 weeks I'm like, you know what, I think they got a squad. Give me number 11, Mississippi State. Now, again, they play Missouri, and yeah, they get them at home. So I'm not guaranteeing they beat Missouri, but, you know, that could be a huge factor in this game. I've already sung the praises of Kamario Taylor, bringing back Zach Arnett on defensive coordinator. I think that'll shore up the defense. Not saying we're going to have an elite defense, but I just don't think we're going to have a dog shit defense, you know. Jeff Lebby is always productive. Fluff Bothwell, we got to keep him healthy. I think, and I mean, last year they let so many games slip away.
Yeah.
If they let that team's game slip away, no shot in hell they're 11th in right. The SEC. But I think they learned their lessons. I think that won't happen 2 years in a row for Hale State.
This could be a momentum team, right? Yeah. You know, I think about last year, they lost that momentum. They lost a couple stupid games they'd love to have back. And you know, I'm not comparing this team to last year's team, but I am saying you win those momentum games, you win those toss-ups, then, you know, their November could look really pretty. Do you got their schedule? Those last four games.
Last four, Vanderbilt at home.
Yeah.
Auburn at home. Tennessee Tech at home. At Ole Miss. They can win all of them.
All of them. And then what are we doing? We're giving Libby an extension, you know?
So you don't hate that one, Mississippi State at 11?
No, and maybe because we just did our state preview, and I'm you know, there were some things that I was not aware of until we went through that. Again, thank you for all that in-depth analysis. But I feel like – sorry, that's beer talk coming out. this is the unfiltered shade here. But honestly, I love this quarterback room. I feel like, man, you know, we forget how good Mississippi State was. I saw a chart floating around, and I wish I could give them a shout out, but it was like the last 25 years, Mississippi State, 8-9 wins every single year, sometimes more. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think when we feel like Mississippi State, we're like, ah, the bottom of the West, you know, they're going to win four games. No, there are going to be some losers in this conference. Mississippi State won't be it.
Okay. Well, one team that has been, I think they're going to turn it around this year. Again, not all the way at the top.
Yeah.
But I think this would be a nice little progression, a nice little step forward for number 10, Florida Gators.
Oh.
Come on. Chomp, chomp. John Summerall buying into the Summerall hype. Again, we still got a long ways to go. 10th in the SEC. Uh-huh. Did the C's just part? 10th in the SEC. I mean, that's never going to be good enough in Gainesville, right?
Yeah.
But this is just – this is a crazy, difficult SEC. And a first-year head coach.
Yeah.
We don't know what we have at quarterback. Offensive line's an issue. So those are the red flags. But Jaden Ball, he's awesome.
Yeah.
These receivers, you know, they're singing the praise. They think they're the best receivers in the Southeastern Conference. They love their linebackers. Got talent in the secondary. Defense is kind of emerging a little bit. I think Florida could be a really tough out for damn near every team they play this year.
And it's funny. It feels like Gators want to, like, stay under the radar. Like,
yeah. Don't talk about us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then I look at the Vegas odds. I'm like, ooh. I mean, I will say this, Mike. If your projection is correct, I feel like they hit the under on their win-loss total. Like, I mean, there's a good shot. What is it, 7.5? So yes. 7 wins. I feel like Florida Gators – no, I shouldn't say that. I feel like outside Florida Gators would think that's a good season for them, a big season for first-year John Summerall. But the bar has already kind of moved there where we're saying, hey, we got to get to 8.
Right. And so – again, it's hard to compare the teams because they're so different. But when I was talking about Arkansas and Kentucky and how difficult their schedules were for first-year coaches,
yeah,
it's the opposite for Florida. It's like they gave them a little favor. They opened Florida Atlantic at home, Campbell at home. So all those warts you have on your team, you can kind of iron them out before you go at Auburn week 3. And same thing with Auburn. Auburn opens against Baylor. Now, do I think Baylor's a great team? No. But – I think Florida Atlantic and Campbell would, you know, have a hard time with Baylor. You know what
Speaking
I mean?
Speaking of DJ.
So, just the point being, I think it sets up really well for them to gain some confidence early, figure out who they are before they get into Southeastern Conference play. And that could be the difference why a team like Florida takes a jump up this year.
Absolutely, man. Early season woes for a lot of these football teams, new coaches especially, and I don't know. I will say this, out of all the new coaches, just what you were able to maintain or keep on that roster may be a huge benefit for Florida Gators as well.
All right, number 9.
We're still in Loserville.
Yeah, man, loser we are, Shane. You ain't going to like it, but this is the way it is. This is the reality, and I'm starting to question whether this team, this program, can compete in this modern era of college football, Shane. Give me Rotad, Alabama,
number 9
in the SEC. Couldn't put them 10th, but 9th I think is fair. I'm starting to see playoff hype for Bama again. I'm like, what are these people smoking over here? You know what? I think this is a down year, 7-5, 8-4 at best year for Kalen DeBoring and this team that they don't know what they're doing on the offensive line. They don't know what they're doing at quarterback. They just signed this guy to a massive extension. For what? For what? Because Michigan offered him? Would have let his ass go to Michigan. This is 4 loss to Bohr. That's all he does is lose 4 games. Nick Saban never lost 4 games outside of his first year. I'm out.
I just
– 4 loss to Bohr. I'm gonna make that a shirt.
I can't wait. Make it a black hoodie. I can't wait for this to get out because, again, this is SEC Mike's ballot, not mine. Yeah, I told you. I felt like you were too low on the quarterback. I feel like you're too low on this offense and defense. This is offensive line retooled for sure, right? But it wasn't like they were at super elite last year, right? I think they got a better quarterback at the end of the season.
I don't know. Ty Simpson, first round pick.
Ty's good, but by the end of the season, I feel like Russell will be
first round pick.
If he can
maybe
get drafted.
Maybe in the Canadian draft.
He can get drafted. He's a redshirt freshman. He's got one more year, but thank God, or he would be a first. He'd be replacing Ty. But, no, he's a freak athlete, and I saw it in the spring. I saw the ceiling, and I'm not saying it's going to be all on him, but I feel like Kalen DeBoer will get the most out of that quarterback room.
I ain't buying it, Shane. I ain't buying it.
Tide is a turning.
All right, now we're in the top half.
Yeah.
So this is when we get into the – these are the winners.
These are the winners.
Right. Number 1 winner.
Yeah.
Number 8 in the SEC. This is a big swing. I could be way wrong here, Shane. I bet you're surprised. I haven't even mentioned number 8, the South Carolina Gamecocks. It's an even year.
Yeah.
It's a Beamer year. That's what Beamer that means. Year. We got a team full of veterans. They've been through these battles. Now, they didn't win the battles last year. But that's all right, Shane, because we've proven that in an even year, we win these battles. Defense criminally underrated. I think everything clicks on the offensive side of the football. With Lenore Sellers, Kendall Browse, give me the Gamecocks, number 8.
I don't hate it.
And they play Bama.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of tipping my hand there. Who wins that game, you know?
Yeah. I don't hate it. That's just – I'm afraid that – I keep wanting to doubt Lenore Sellers just because of what I saw last year. But I'm always afraid that I'll be the one that does it and then it bites me because mm-hmm. I feel like he's due. I feel like this Browse hire was just for him. And this is a guy that's going to really elevate this team to the next level. But – I don't know. There's still some uncertainties with that offensive line. I know yep. they went out here and got a lot more warm bodies to put around him, but we need talent, man. We need some talent to emerge here, and it just can't be him and Nick and, you know, and his brother. It's got to – we need some dudes to kind of get this offense rolling. And I feel like Browse will do it, but I don't know. It's South Carolina's a tricky one for me, man.
It's a big swing.
Yeah.
But is it a crazy swing?
What would – if in this world, are you thinking like 8 wins? Is that going to get you? Is that where we're at, kind of in this
– 8-9.
Shit. Okay. All right. Just – I think they would take 9. You know, South Carolina make playoffs with 9.
But, yeah, 8-4, 9-3. Yeah. That's kind of where we're at right here.
That's a big year. Damn, everybody else going undefeated.
Remember Beamer's getting an extension. Yeah.
I just want some of them cookies, man.
All right. Ooh, man. This is not going to be popular.
Shit, we're past that, Mark.
Because I've been a big fan of this program.
Yeah.
And I'm rooting for them. But I think it's natural step back here for number 7. The Ole Miss Rebels. Ooh. Again, I think they got the talent to compete with anybody.
Yeah.
Can they do it week in and week out? They went further than anybody in the SEC. They also almost lost to Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Almost lost to Kentucky. I mean, these are the worst teams in the conference, you know? So that doesn't really have anything to do with this year. But just the point being, the breaks went their way for a large portion of last year. Usually that stuff doesn't happen year over year.
Yeah.
Now, again, I'm not saying it was luck or anything, but you could be really good and lose 2 games, you know, because of a tip pass or a fumble or what have you. Yeah. And that could be the difference between finishing 3rd or 4th in the conference like they did and 6 or 7. I got them 7.
Yeah, I mean, we're still winners, right? I mean, we just said South Carolina's 9-3. So, I mean, we're in that 9-3 round. With this schedule, which I feel like is a very, very tough schedule. The thing about Ole Miss's schedule is September, you know, kind of like I was telling you, Mississippi State kind of hit the ground running.
Yep.
There are so many.
We got Louisville, Charlotte, LSU, dude. At Florida. That's your September.
I mean, there's three losable games in there. And the pressure's going to be on coach. Pressure's Trinidad and Lacey. I feel like they're going to get some yards. They're going to get some points for sure. But does the defense, does it sustain? I'm a little worried because past September, this is still 10 times tougher schedule than it was the last 2 years.
Right, at Texas, Georgia, at Oklahoma.
Damn.
Oh.
No wonder Lane left. Well, he's got a tough one, too, down there.
Yes, well, speaking of tough schedules, Shane, number 6. Speaking of Lane quitting, LSU. How about that?
Oh.
That's better than they did. Yeah. Better than they did last year. Not buying the playoff hype, obviously. I got LSU finishing 6th in the Southeastern Conference.
We're getting close to that playoff talk still, you know, which I feel like if you're being honest and you weren't an LSU hater, this is exactly where they're going to be. They're going to be either in or on the outside of it.
On the bubble.
Yeah, yeah. It's 1 or 2 games, and it may be early. It's figuring it's so many question marks for me. Sam Levitt is the biggest one of them all, but you know, I don't know. You put all these new pieces together and you pray it works, and it probably will, but until I see it on you know, on the football field, it's really tough to just say, oh, you know what, playoff team.
And don't forget, Lane always blows one he shouldn't. So he may steal one or two, but he'll drop one or two.
Yeah.
That's just the Lane Kiffin way. It's the way he's always been.
Big game Lane.
So he's got to prove he's a little bit more consistent, I feel like.
There's a couple of really tricky trap games in the LSU schedule. And, you know, I have no doubt in my mind there's a few these big ones that we're going to highlight. And I almost guarantee you Lane walks away a victor. But it's the week after where they take the foot off the gas. I'm afraid that there's going to be one maybe slips through.
Yeah. Or two. All right, we're to the top five. So now we're talking this
playoffs.
Five teams made the playoffs last year out of the SEC, but only three the year prior.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, this is right there. You're either in or you're just on the bubble.
Yeah.
Number five. The team apparently Shane hates the most these days. A&M. Number five, and yes, that'd be a big step back.
Yeah.
Not a huge step, but a step back. I want to believe in A&M.
Yeah.
And again, five, is that really Peyton on them? I mean, this is like top 10 in the country level, but just replacing so much. Personnel, coaching. I've already said Marcel Reed, I think, is top five quarterback, so I'm not doubting him, but I don't know. I just think this is the one team where – didn't have a coaching change that has a lot of transition that's got me nervous. That can they duplicate last year? And if they can, God, Mike Ells, and I think Mike Ells is a good coach.
Yeah.
He's even better than I think.
Yeah.
And he could be. You know, again, this is right there on the playoff fringe. But I'm going to put A&M number five, and I probably out of the playoff.
Isn't it funny we do that with coaching? It's like they pick up momentum. Well, I guess he is a good guy, you know? I mean, you can have good momentum or bad momentum. You know, you have a couple of bad years, and the next thing you know, you're fired. And who knows? If they would have been a little bit more patient, he could have been something special. But I think you can also do that on the opposite end. You know, you got, hey, everything fell in place last year, and we made it to a playoff. That just per on paper says we're definitely moving in the right direction. And then you get guys get out here and tell you that, hey, you make it once, that's expected now. Moving forward, we're going to be a playoff team or we're going to be a bubble team. But are you really convinced Texas A&M's at that point? I think they're getting pretty damn close. I'm not going to argue with where you put them, but, you know, there are non-SEC games and you're right. You got to have some losers, and I think you're a little too high on Texas A&M.
Well, I know this one you will actually agree with. This might be the first one on the list here. Number four, in the Southeastern Conference.
Yeah.
Your Tennessee Vols going to the playoff.
Great spot.
Tennessee, number four. I don't think anyone else is going to have them that high, Shane.
No.
Except for maybe Josh Heupel. What are your thoughts on
if
that?
If they said that SEC podcast said Tennessee would be in the fourth spot, they would say, Shane, put this list together. You know? I don't hate it. I really don't. I feel like people are sleeping on the Tennessee Vols. There's so much to love about – nobody's got an easy schedule, but the way their home games line up against their toughest opponents
– yep.
This is a sweet little spot for Tennessee to be in. Obviously, they're going to talk about the quarterback competition. They're going to talk about Jim Knowles and the defense, and does it take a step forward? I think it does, and it's going to look night and day different than it did last year. Yeah, I like the balls. I like the offensive line. I love the running game. This could be a very, very sneaky good team. And college football playoffs? Yes, please. I'll sign up for that one. That's the only reason I haven't left, because I haven't heard him yet. Now I can sleep at night knowing Mike's got him in the top four.
Do you think that would stun people, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're not. We're talking playoff teams in the SEC. Tennessee's probably the 16, 17 that comes up in that conversation right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, yeah, what about Josh Heupel? You know? Crazy.
Well, there's some people, Shane, and I'm not calling anyone out really, but
yeah,
they just kind of, have you ever heard the term herd mentality?
Yeah.
Like they just all go over there, and yeah, that's the way it is. That's not the way college football is. That's why we love it, man, because yeah, it's unpredictable. Crazy things happen. I don't think anybody had A&M winning 11, going 11-1 last year. You know what?
No. I call it Walmart mentality. You walk in, what's the first four brands you see at Walmart? Those are the ones that are going to win the playoffs, right? And I guarantee you, if you're in Mississippi, you're not going to see any Tennessee. But if you are in Mississippi, you'll see Texas.
Right.
You know, you'll see Georgia. You'll see some of these other guys. Alabama, one that you had lower. So that's just how it is.
You got a little gnat on you. Sure, there you go.
My little bud. He smells all that beer he wants in on it. I got to sober up. We got to go eating after this.
All right, number three.
Yes.
Now we're talking the elite. Elite of the elite. And I even mentioned the knockoff UT. Texas, come on.
Yeah.
Texas Longhorns. I know I like to give them a hard time. They gotta be a playoff team. If not, I'm firing everybody, you know, unless there's crazy injuries or something. But, again, we're all chips on the table. They're probably going to be pissed I'm putting them three.
I was just thinking, they're going to hate that.
Mike. Right. But,
yeah.
But three's in.
Yeah.
You know, but with Arch, I put him number one quarterback list. Cam Coleman, all these running backs we've added. The beef, he's punching them whiteboards as we speak. You know, getting this damn team fired up.
Getting them physical.
I'm not really a big believer in him. Maybe that's why I got him number three. You know what I mean? So, again, we'll see. He's got all the pieces to work with. And when he's got pieces to work with, he puts out really good defenses. So, they're going to be just fine on that side of the football as well. But give me Texas, number three. I know I like to troll them, but I think they're got to make the playoff this year.
It's an all-names team, man. Texas has got it. Offense, defense, there's some dudes. And, I mean, when we start rolling out next year's NFL draft, there's going to be some names coming off this roster for sure. So I feel like you're a little low and you're right. They are going to hate it that Texas is in three spot, but who gives a shit, Mike? If you got them in three, that means they're in the playoffs and that means they can win a national title, which at the end of the day, I think they'll be happy with. What you got to realize is that this isn't a power ranking show again. This is about a schedule, which Texas may have one of the toughest schedules
I think
in the country.
Toughest.
Yeah.
Ohio State at Tennessee, remember playoff team? Oklahoma, we haven't talked about them yet. Ole Miss at LSU, at A&M.
Come on now.
That's insane.
Arch getting, he's going to be dialed in, brother, after this one. He's playing NFL games every Sunday, Saturday, you know?
Well, I'll tell you, who's also dialed in?
Who's that?
Them Oklahoma Sooners, at number two. They're going to make their first trip to Atlanta for the SEC Championship.
Wow.
How about that, buddy? John Mateer, Brent Venables, offense, finally.
When did you make this decision?
Elite defense. I mean, they're bringing.
Was it after the game, like the preview? Because I was talking to your dad earlier, and I said, you know, Mike's been putting so much time and effort into these previews. You haven't got to check it out. You should check some of those out. Phenomenal. I learned so much about this team right here, this Oklahoma Sooner team. And I was like, you know, I knew they'd be good on defense. But we were going, I was like, dude, this defense may be the best that they've assembled since I've been on this earth. Who knows?
Right.
But I don't hate it, Mike. I don't hate it. But I'm just curious when you made the decision that these guys are going to be top two. When was that?
Well, see, I'm just presenting you the information I already got. You know what I mean? So it's been up here for months.
Okay,
you know what?
So, all right. So you didn't just like – you haven't – you know, because we do this. We slowly move teams up our list or down our list. So it was this one that's been kind of working on you for a little bit?
No, I've been all off season.
Yeah.
Well, I've been trying to work on everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their eye on Texas.
Uh-huh.
Oklahoma's a better team.
Sure.
And I haven't moved off that all off season. So, yeah, I think, again, we finally have pieces for John Mateer. He had no help last year, and it showed. You know, he had to put the whole offense on his back outside of Satania, who came on late. But aside from that, he basically had no help. And I think he got crushed by all that expectations and having to carry the football. I mean, he's a quarterback.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be having to carry the damn rock like he was, you know, but that's the way it was. Now you combine that with a more balanced attack. They're going to be able to run the football a little bit better. They're going to have all these weapons at receiver and tight end. I think they're going to be very, very difficult out for everybody in the Southeastern Conference this year. Everybody except Georgia, number one. I think Georgia's winning the national championship, Shane.
Yeah.
And maybe a different story if it was at Oklahoma, but it's Oklahoma in Athens.
Yeah.
That right there is the game of the year. I've been saying that for a long time, too. Georgia's bringing back so much on defense. Bringing back Gunner. Most underrated quarterback in the country. Come on, Shane. Insane tight end room. Solid on both lines of scrimmage. Got to see him get after the passer. Got to see him be a little bit more explosive on offense. But again, we're just picking little scabs off the best team in the damn country. Come on, Shane. They're going to get their Kirby spot. Have you seen all these damn coach lists? They pissed me off.
Yeah.
Cignetti.
Yeah.
Over Kirby. Because he did it for 1 year. Get the hell out of here. And he basically, I think he had to play like two ranked teams all year. You know what I mean? Kirby plays two in September. You know what I mean? So this Kirby's the best. He's going to prove it this year. I think Georgia's, they're not going undefeated. No one's going undefeated. But they're number one in the SEC. Number one in my heart this year. They're winning it all.
Georgia Bulldogs. You know, it reminds me like when Elite Tiger Woods was going on, you know.
He's got that
but
red
then you're like, you know, people sleeping on Phil Mickelson, you know. It's like, and then Tiger Woods whoops his ass, you know. You know who'd be real good? It's like, I think we're looking for sexy picks, you know, to like, you know what, no way they're going to do it. But then if you're looking for a safe bet, and I feel like this is what it is, if you're a gambler – put your money on Georgia Bulldogs right now. Why? Because they just keep doing it. They keep winning SEC championships. And, yeah, has it worked out in the playoffs yet? Not yet. But I do feel like this team is a little bit deeper, especially on defense. This kind of reminds me of some of those national championship teams Kirby did have. So, I can't fault it. I feel like you're splitting hairs when you get to the top of this thing.
And last year may have been Kirby's best coaching job. Mm-hmm. How many young players they played?
Yeah.
Getting them to win the SEC again.
Yeah.
Now all those pieces, not all of them, but most of them.
Yeah.
Particularly on the defensive side of the football, they're the most experienced team returning, them in Oklahoma in the Southeastern Conference. So I think defense will be locked down. No one's going to be running. Remember, Alabama minus -3 rushing yards. I mean, we all point to that and we're like, oh, Alabama can't do shit. It's because Georgia's defense is nasty.
For sure.
Georgia was the reason they couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Georgia defense, particularly running the football, that's going to be why they're going to win the Southeastern Conference, win the national championship, because you're going to be forced to beat them deep. And the only one that I saw do it was Joey Aguilar. You know what? He's gone. I don't know where he's – I think he's washing cars these days, but he's not in college football anymore.
He's back to firefighting, I heard, you know.
All right, so we'll run down the list.
Yeah.
Try to pay attention.
Okay, I got you.
Arkansas 16, Kentucky 15, Vanderbilt 14, Auburn 13, Mizzou 12, Mississippi State 11, Florida 10, Alabama 9, Carolina 8, Ole Miss 7, LSU 6, A&M 5, Tennessee 4, Texas 3, Oklahoma 2, Georgia 1. Who do I have the most underrated?
Underrated? Alabama. That was an easy one.
Who most overrated?
Oklahoma. I just said all those nice things, but yeah, Oklahoma's still got a crazy – I mean, I'm hoping John Mateer does take that next
– Yeah.
You know, it's just – I told you, man, it's the Arbuckle thing for me. It's the Arbuckle factor, and I feel like Oklahoma could do better, and if it doesn't work out, this experiment does. If it fails, Venables will make a change at the end of the year. And I'm not saying Oklahoma doesn't make a playoff. I'm just saying sitting at the two spot, making an SEC championship. No, they're not going to do that. They can make the playoffs, but they're not going to make the championship game.
What if they're just shutting out everybody with that defense?
I hope they do, man. I tell you.
They got the short shorts kicker. He's back.
I went from not having Oklahoma in the playoff conversation to I could definitely see them in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is one of those teams that
has been gaining. I got to keep working on you.
Yeah, by the time we get to media day. By the time I do my list, I may, you know what? I can see him in the SEC championship. Let me get old Eddie and Story over. Now, you know?
You're going to be buying into the Sooners.
I'll take 10 minutes with Eddie. I'll be like, you know what? Yeah, they're back, baby.
All right. Any final thoughts, Shane, as we hop on a plane? SEC yeah. Media Days 2026 down in Tampa. Final thoughts here.
I'm looking forward to it, man. And one of the things I will say about this year, and I feel like it gets like this more and more every season, especially now that we're going to 9 SEC games. This league's deep, man.
Yeah.
And it's tough to predict. I think we focus so much on the top 5, but the 11 that are sitting behind them, man, almost interchangeable. You know, you're talking about potentially Mississippi State being at the top of this mix. That doesn't blow my mind anymore. You know, 3-4 years ago, I was like, there's no way in hell that's going to happen. No, this is a good team. There's some talent riddled all across the country here with the or all across the SEC. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing all those media personalities down there, all the coaches, players, just getting – dude, we're here, man. Dude, we're here. Look at it. You've been listening to these fat bastards talking about college football and every list we can come out with. Hell yeah, we just gave you another list. But I'm telling you, college football's here. After media day, we're back, baby.
The end of the season, right there.
Hell yes.
All right, perfect.